Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 29, the verses 15 to 24. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 to 24. Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, who sees us, who will know? You turn things upside down, as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, you did not make me? Can the pot say to the potter, you know nothing? In a very short time, will not Lebanon be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field seem like a forest? In that day the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind will see. Once more the humble will rejoice in the Lord, the needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The ruthless will vanish, the mockers will disappear, and all who have an eye for evil will be cut down. Those who with a word make someone out to be guilty, who ensnare the defender in court and with false testimony deprive the innocent of justice. Therefore, this is what the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, says to the descendants of Jacob. No longer will Jacob be ashamed. No longer will their faces grow pale when they see among them their children, the work of my hands. They will keep my name holy. They will acknowledge the holiness of the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Those who are wayward in spirit will gain understanding. Those who complain will accept instruction. My theme for reflection is no more hiding, walking in God's light at the dawn of a new year. No more hiding, walking in God's light at the dawn of a new year. Have you ever tried hiding something, only for it to be hilariously obvious to everyone around you? Maybe it was sneaking an extra piece of cake after dinner, only to leave the crumbs behind as evidence. Or perhaps it was when your child or toddler decided to hide during hide and seek by standing in plain sight with their eyes closed. We have all been there, thinking we can conceal something, only to be found out sooner or later. This is how Isaiah 29:15 speaks to us. Ah, you who hide deep from the Lord your counsel, whose deeds are in the dark, and who say, who sees us? Who knows us? Isaiah's words resonate with us, don't they? As we embark on this new year, they prompt us to consider the aspects we may be concealing from God, and encourage us to step into his light. Isaiah's message is a call to honesty and trust in God's counsel. He addresses people who think they can navigate life by their own wisdom, hiding their plans and actions from God. But here is the truth. There is no hiding from God. Psalm 139:12 reminds us, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. Isaiah paints a picture of people who choose their own counsel over God's, believing their ways are better. This is not just about rebellion. It is about misplaced trust. Like a child hiding crumbs, we convince ourselves that our plans are invisible to God, or that our actions won't have consequences. But as Isaiah warns, hiding from God's counsel leads to disaster, not life. Now let me share a story. There was once a man who was brilliant at fixing things, except when it came to relationships. When his marriage hit a rough patch, instead of seeking counsel or opening up to God, he buried himself in work, thinking his problems would go unnoticed. But the cracks widened and the weight of his hidden struggles began to spill over into everyday part of his life. It wasn't until he faced the reality of his brokenness, sought God's guidance, and opened his heart to his wife that healing began. This is the essence of Isaiah's message. God doesn't call us out of hiding to shame us, but to heal us. When we bring our fears, struggles, and failures into his light, we find not judgment, but grace. Walter Brueggemann captures this beautifully. Hope is the refusal to accept the reading of reality, which is the majority opinion, and the relentless assertion that there is another way of reading the human situation. Isaiah reminds us that surrendering to God's way offers a new perspective, transforming barren lives into fruitful fields and brokenness into joy. Looking back, we may see where our own wisdom led us astray, but Isaiah invites us to move forward, trusting God's guidance for a brighter future. My dear friends, as we stand at the threshold of 2025, Isaiah's words urge us to examine our lives. What are we hiding from God? Is it a broken relationship, a secret sin, or a fear that keeps us from stepping out in faith? God's counsel is not a burden but a gift, leading us to life and joy. This year, let us commit to living in the light. Let us bring our plans, our struggles, and even our failures before God, trusting that His wisdom will guide us and His grace will sustain us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of your life are you keeping hidden from God, and how might bringing them into His light lead to healing and renewal? Number two, how can you actively seek and trust God's counsel as you navigate the challenges and opportunities of 2025? Gracious and all-knowing God, we come before you with open hearts. We confess the areas of our lives we have kept hidden, thinking we could navigate them on our own. Forgive us, Lord, for trusting our own wisdom over yours. As we walk through the new year 2025, shine your light into every corner of our lives. Help us to walk in honesty, humility, and trust, seeking your counsel in all things. Transform the barren places of our lives into fruitful fields, and restore our hearts to joy and purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.